91X News.
It's minus two and mainly sunny at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Vanessa Stark. Indonesian authorities have ordered a mass evacuation in an extended danger zone around an erupting volcano in Bali that has closed the island's international airport, stranding 59,000 travelers. Sky News reporter Sarah Hajibari says the region's tourism industry is already being affected.
Bali's incredibly popular holiday destination is estimated that since this evacuation began, the island's already lost around £80 million. So there'll be serious concerns about the infrastructure there. But also, in addition, I mean, the last time this volcano erupted in 1963, more than 1,000 people died. And although Indonesia overall has a lot of volcanoes, around 130 active volcanoes, because of the size of Mount Agung, there are serious concerns about the impact that an eruption could have.
Bali's busy airport was closed early Monday as ash reached its airspace, with officials saying 445 flights have been canceled through to Tuesday morning. Just a day after launching an election platform that promises billions in new spending, Ontario's top Tory is defending the plan as an affordable alternative to the current Liberals' government spending habits. Patrick Brown's plan includes a tax cut for the middle class, a childcare tax credit, and further 12% cuts to hydro rates.
There is a clear choice. You got the same old approach of the Liberals, and you got a new approach with the PCs that says we're going to have change that helps families.
Brown says the plan will put the province in a $2.8 billion deficit in the first year of his government, but the PCs will balance the provincial budget in subsequent years. At 5:30 a.m. on November 26, the Prince Edward County OPP were dispatched to a single-car collision on Highway 62 just north of Pump House Lane. According to a witness, a gray Honda with Ontario license plate BPTW120 struck a culvert. The witness spoke to the driver, who had no injuries from the collision but drove away without reporting the incident. Police are asking anyone with information on this collision to contact the Prince Edward County OPP by calling the Provincial Communication Centre or Crime Stoppers. Pope Francis has begun the first papal visit to Myanmar amid accusations against the country of ethnic cleansing. Megan Williams has the story.
Small crowds waved the Vatican yellow and white flags as the Pope passed in a motorcade in the former capital of Myanmar, Yangon. The Pope is walking a diplomatic tightrope as he meets the head of Myanmar's military, widely condemned for ethnic cleansing of the country's small Rohingya Muslim minority. Even using the word Rohingya to describe the persecuted people is controversial. The Pope has used it, but Myanmar's Catholic cardinal asked him not to during the visit, lest it incite protests. Megan Williams, ABC News, Catania.
Human resources experts say heightened awareness of workplace sexual harassment is prompting some Canadian companies to take steps to prevent bad behavior at upcoming holiday season office parties. Karen Rebo reports.
Shelley Brown, president of Montreal's Bromelain HR Consulting, says the escalating scandals that began with Hollywood heavyweight Harvey Weinstein have focused increased attention on the issue. She says many companies are now trying to ensure a respectful environment at holiday parties by scrapping open bars in favor of limited drink tickets. Some are even moving to alcohol-free lunchtime celebrations. The staffing company Office Team recently commissioned a survey of more than 550 Canadian workers in an office environment. It found fewer than 30% considered the events fun. Karen Rebo, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
After offering online deals for days, retailers are rolling out more promotions today for Cyber Monday.
Online shoppers are expected to spend $6.6 billion on Cyber Monday, up more than 16% from a year ago. That's according to Adobe Analytics, the research arm of the software maker. More people will use their phones. Adobe says web traffic from smartphones and tablets is expected to top desktop computers for the first time. Target and Toys R Us are offering 15% off most items. Walmart has tripled the amount of things for sale from last year, and Amazon will have similar deals to Black Friday, but also offer additional items. Julie Walker, New York.
The American Academy of Pediatrics has some tips for picking the right toy for your child this holiday season.
When choosing gifts for babies and toddlers, consider toys that can be manipulated, such as shape sorters, stacking blocks, and baby-safe puzzles, great for building developmental skills, and multi-sensory ones, such as toy instruments. If you're thinking of giving a digital device to a child or a teen, such as a tablet or smartphone, know in advance the rules you want to set around its use, such as time limits per day or screen-free mealtimes in bedrooms. The American Academy of Pediatrics has tips for healthy digital media use and other holiday toys at healthychildren.org. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
It's an exciting day for British royal family. Prince Harry, fifth in line for the British throne, will marry American actress Meghan Markle in the spring of next year. Terry Moran reports Prince William and his wife, Kate, congratulate the couple on their engagement.
Harry and Meghan will live at Nottingham Cottage at Kensington Palace, right in the heart of London. In a statement, Prince Harry said he was delighted to announce the engagement and had received the blessing of his fiancée's parents. Prince William and Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge, responded to the news with delight, saying in a statement they were very excited for Harry and Meghan. It has been wonderful getting to know Meghan and to see how happy she and Harry are together, they said.
Markle will become a senior member of the royal family as the wife of one of the monarchy's most popular figures. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Have you been laid off? Does your job search have you feeling overwhelmed? You don't have to do this alone. At Loyalist Community Employment Services, we're ready to help you now. Whether you want to apply for jobs online, brush up your resume, or talk about training options, whatever your age and whatever your goals may be, visit Loyalist Community Employment Services. Dundas Street at Pinnacle, Belleville.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Loyalist Community Employment Services. Start here.
Good afternoon. I'm Vanessa Stark with QNET Sports. The Argonauts have touched down in Toronto with the Grey Cup in tow. Star quarterback Ricky Ray emerged from the team's chapter plane hoisting the coveted trophy. Head coach Mark Testman says it was quite a flight after a lot of partying to celebrate last night's win over Calgary.
You know, the party started late last night. I think everybody had a great time. The team provided us an environment where, you know, we could spend time with not only the players, but with families. And I thought that was, a really awesome time because we don't get many of those opportunities. And that's one of the great parts about the playoffs and playing for championships.
The Vancouver Canucks couldn't hold on to a two-goal lead. Jimmy Vesey scored the trying goal early in the third period and added the winning in the seventh round of a shootout to give the New York Rangers a 4-3 victory over the Canucks. Canucks right wing Jake Virtanen says he enjoys playing at Madison Square Garden even in losses.
Pretty fun arena to play in, and the crowd's lively, and all the so loud during the game, and sometimes when they're chanting, you're just out there and you can't really think. You're just trying to focus on what's going on the ice, but it's pretty special.
The Miami Heat followed the lowest scoring first quarter in team history with the highest scoring one of the season in a beat the Chicago Bulls 193. Bulls guard Jaren Grant says it was just another tough loss.
Extremely tough, especially, ones that we feel like we're right there. Those are the ones that we know we have to get. And, even the other ones where it's just one quarter that dooms us is tough.
It was an all-Ontario matchup in AHL games over the weekend. The Belleville Senators played the top-tiered team in the league, Toronto Marlies. In the first game, the Baby Sens lost in their first shootout of the season with their final score 2-1. Sunday's game wasn't as close for the Baby Sens, with the Marlies winning 5-1. Their next game is against Slavel Rock Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Yardman Arena. The Markham Royals won last night's game against the Whitby Furies 3-1. St. Michael's Buzzards came up on top 5-2 against the Georgetown Raiders. And Lindsay Muskies weren't so lucky, losing their game against the Newmarket Hurricanes 7-1. Kingston Voyagers won 5-3 against the Pickering Panthers. And coming up on Wednesday, the North York Rangers will be facing off against Buffalo Junior Sabres at Harbour Centre. And on Thursday, we'll see the Markham Royals go against the Kingston Voyagers at the Invista Center, and Oakville Blades will be playing Newmarket Hurricanes at the Tweeny Rink 1. And the St. Michael's Buzzards will be facing off against the Milton Icehawks. Send us your team or league scores by emailing qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, mainly sunny with winds at 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light this early this afternoon with a high of +1. Tonight, a few clouds with the wind becoming southeast at 20 kilometers an hour. Late this evening with a low of -5, with temperatures rising to +3 by tomorrow morning. At 12:10, it's -2. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Vanessa Stark, News on 91X, next.